Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is We Are the Branches. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come today full of praise and thanksgiving. What a great God you are, so merciful. In fact, your mercies are new every day. And we're thankful, Father, that you're a good God. And we come today ready to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic. We are the branches. My friends, if we are a born-again Christian, we are the branches, and Jesus is the vine. No other God out there, only Jesus. And if we stay with Jesus, we will continue to be the branches. Let's start today and go to John 15, 4 and 5 in the Contemporary English Bible. This is Jesus speaking. Verse 4, stay joined to me, and I will stay joined to you. Just as a branch cannot produce fruit unless it stays joined to the vine, you cannot produce fruit unless you stay joined to me. Folks, notice Jesus says to stay joined to him, and he will stay joined to us. See, we have to choose. He's not going to just grab onto us and hold us. We have to choose to stay joined to him. Verse 5, and I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you stay joined to me and I stay joined to you, then you will produce lots of fruit, but you cannot do anything without me. My friends, none of us can do anything without Jesus. He's the power inside of us, the Holy Spirit in us, the Trinity, the greater one inside of us. We can't do anything without God, but if we work with him, we'll produce lots of fruit. And the greatest fruit we'll produce is reproduction in kind, and that's more born-again souls going to heaven. Now John 15, 5 and 6 in the Living Bible. 5, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me, and I in him, shall produce a large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do a thing. 6, if anyone separates from me, he is thrown away, like a useless branch, withers and is gathered into a pile with all the others and burned. Folks, it's very sad. Many people leaving the body of Christ in these last of the last days. They have separated themselves from Jesus. And the Word of God tells us here, they're useless branches. They're withered, they're gathered into a pile, and to be burned, ultimately without their repentance, that's in the pit called hell. Now let's go to John chapter 15 in the Amplified Bible, and let's look a little bit more into this, and starting at the beginning of this chapter, and it's entitled, Jesus is the Vine, Followers are the Branches. Verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that continues to bear fruit, he repeatedly prunes, so that it will bear more fruit, even richer and finer fruit. My friends, God will prune us if we're bearing fruit, so we can bear more fruit. You know, we have to have correction, so we can learn from the Lord to become more and more like Jesus. We have to love correction. That shows that God loves us. 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have given you, the teachings which I have discussed with you. 4, remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. My friends, why would Jesus tell us to remain in him if we couldn't leave him? We have to choose to remain in Christ. 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for otherwise, apart from me, that is cut off from the vital union with me, you can do nothing. My friends, if we're cut off from a vital union with Jesus, we can't do a thing. 6, if anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers and dies, and they gather such branches and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My friends, notice if Jesus remains in our heart. 8, my Father is glorified and honored by this when you bear much fruit and prove yourselves to be my true disciples. 9, I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love and do not doubt my love for you. 10, if you keep my commandments and obey my teaching, you remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. 11, I have told you these things so that my joy and delight may be in you and that your joy may be made full and complete and overflowing. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. My friends, notice, if we're remaining in Christ and we're staying connected to the vine Jesus, then we will love and unselfishly seek the best for one another. 13, no one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his own life for his friends. 14, you are my friends if you keep doing what I command you. Folks, wow. Boy, don't you wish much of the body of Christ would read this verse today? We are his friends if we keep doing what he's commanded us, if we live a holy life and follow the word of God, not just live a loose life and do what we want to do. 15, I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you my friends because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. Now verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed and placed and purposefully planted you that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name as my representative, he will give to you. Folks, that would be blasphemy in many churches, wouldn't it? That you could ask what you want in Jesus' name and it'll be given to us. 17, that is what I command you, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another. Verse 18, if the world hates you, and it does, know that it has hated me before it hated you. Folks, we need to remember that in these last days, the world will hate Christians. The god of this world, Satan, is drawing them to do so. 19, if you belong to the world would love you as its own and would treat you with affection. But you are not of the world. You no longer belong to it, but I have chosen you out of the world, and because of this, the world hates you. 20, remember and continue to remember that I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. 21, they will do all these hurtful things to you for my name's sake, because you bear my name and are identified with me, for they do not know the one who sent me. 22, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have the guilt of their sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. 23, the one who hates me also hates my Father. 24, if I had not done among them the works attesting miracles, which no one else ever did, they would not have the guilt of their sin. But now the fact is that they have both seen these works, and they have hated me and continue to hate me and my Father as well. 25, but this is so that the word which has been written in their law would be fulfilled. They hated me without cause. 26, but when the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify and bear witness about me. My friends, we have the greater one, the Holy Spirit living inside of us, the helper, to help us along the way in these end times. And finally, verse 27, but you will testify also and be my witnesses because you have been with me from the beginning. My friends, we have to choose to continue to be branches. Jesus is the vine. It's like the center trunk of a tree. Without that trunk, there's no branches. They can't hang on anything because the trunk or the vine is not there. We have to choose to remain in Christ, and we can do great things for the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for your word. It's precious to us, Father. We choose to listen and obey, Father, and to follow you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812 949-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.